Evening, Erev Tov. Today's Amud Araisa, Yuma Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis. Yuma Pei Gimel Beis. So, quickly to review, the Pei Gimel is a large daf, but it does read rather quickly. On Pei Gimel and Aleph, we discussed the Chayla versus the doctors. If there's a Satfik or Pukhu Nefesh, if the Chayla says I have to eat, even if the doctor says he doesn't have to eat, we feed him. And opposite as well, but that was because Lev Yedei Amaris Nafshay. And a person knows the bitterness of his own body. The heart knows the best. On the flip side, if the doctor says he has to eat and he thinks, I don't have to eat, you listen to the doctor because he said maybe he's not well. He's so not well. That's why he thinks he doesn't have to eat. That was as far in that direction. We said also it could be really more of a general idea of suffering the fascist huckle, which the Gemara does apply as well because, like Yoel pointed out, what if the guy makes this cheshbon before Yom Tov, before Yom Kippur, he's not delirious yet. He's not sick. So his faculties are all there, and he still says, I'm convinced I don't have to eat. We still want to listen to him. We still listen to the doctor. We did point out a machlokes between Rav, I think it was Rav Amram versus, or Rav Yana, I should say, versus Rav Ashi, that according to Rav Yana, we were saying that if you have two doctors saying that he doesn't have to eat, and he's saying, I do have to eat, then we don't want to listen to him anymore. If it's two doctors against him, then we wouldn't listen to him anymore. We listen to two doctors, because once you have two saying he doesn't have to eat, then maybe that this guy's hypochondriac, doesn't know what he's saying, and we would not give him. However, Mar Rav Ashi says, even if it's him against 100, if he says, I have to eat, we listen to him even against 100, because we apply that pasuk of, Lev Yedea Maris Nafshei. Okay, that was the Gemara about Chayla. Then we got into the Gemara, the Mishnah, about not Chayla Yom Kippur, but general, a person who is seized by an illness called bulimus. We weren't even sure what that was, but some sort of illness that comes on through hunger, and his senses become weak. His senses become weak. He can't see as well. He can't smell as well. So the halacha is, you feed him, if you only have available machlas asuris, you feed him machlas asuris. You don't wait. You have to feed him right away. You have to feed this fellow his food to take care of this bulimus illness. And we then said, you feed him until his eyes get better, which the Gemara ultimately explained, doesn't just mean his eyes. The Gemara discusses him being able to see the difference between good food and bad food, and it says really through taste. He can taste the difference, because we said it affects all the senses. As long as the senses come back, then you stop feeding him the isser, and you wait till you find mutadika food. Then we said in the Mishnah, if one eats from a wild dog, one gets bitten by a wild dog, and legend had it that the remedy for that would be to eat from the liver lobe of that dog, obviously not kosher. So the Tanakhama says, you don't feed him. And the reason it says, because it's not a proven remedy that it works. So you can't just feed Isser for no reason. It's not proven that it works. Whereas Rav Masi Mecharesh says, you do feed him. L'chaira, we said it could be, we don't want to make a stama machlekes and metzias. It could be that it wasn't a scientific refuah. It was kind of one of these, like I said, like a legend, some sort of, right? So the shaila is that enough? And Rav Masi Mecharesh held it's enough because maybe it makes the guy feel better, and it may be the placebo effect, the fact that he thinks he's better. Maybe that's the side. Again, we prefer to avoid making machlokes mitzvahs, or maybe Masi Mecharesh, you say. Maybe he yelled that the reason why it developed the legend is because for some reason it seemed to work. So even though it doesn't make sense to us, if it works, it works. Something that's proven to work that you can do, and therefore you can still do it, whereas the Tanakhama certainly held you can't do it. We point out from Rambam that there's two basic criteria to be over to eat at machlokes asuras as a refuah. You need either that scientifically, you know, it makes sense. It just directly affects if there's a, let's say, a lack of protein is the issue, and you have protein. It's not kosher protein, but protein. It makes sense. You can feed it to them. That's simple. Or even if it's not scientifically proven, but it's proven just from factual evidence. You see that people had this illness, and they ate such and such food, and they got better consistently. So if you know it works. Both of those would be viable reasons to give the person the machlokes asuras, but you need that. Without that, you want to give it to him. We then said if a person's cheshish begroinei in his throat or in his mouth, you can feed him right away. You can make from even on Shabbos. The Lashon Mishnah was, you can give him medicine on Shabbos, which not only could you give him a specific for kul nefesh, because the illness can go into his intestines and kill him, then not only could you give him, that's only Darabanan, you can actually make for him the medicine on Shabbos, because kul nefesh is deicha, all is surei teira, except for the big three from a few days ago. But besides those, kul nefesh is deicha, certainly you can be mechal Shabbos and make the medicine if needed. And then lastly, we discussed the wall falls down on the person, and we're not sure, it looked like it fell on the person, we're not sure, A, if he's there, B, even if he's there, maybe he's dead already. And C, even if he is there and he's dead, or he's alive, maybe he's, it's a guy, not a yid. You still, a mechal Shabbos, it's a suffix b'chol nefesh with multiple sveikas. You still mechal Shabbos to dig and take him out. The digging is mechal Shabbos and uncover him. And as long as you uncover him, you see him breathing, you continue to uncover him. We explained, even if he's a dead man walking, he's not going to survive, but he's going to live for a little longer. He's still uncovered on Shabbos. And then we went into that if a person has a choice between different levels of Isser, so you always take the lighter level of Isser. So if you have a choice between Tevel, which is Chimis Beshemayim, versus Nevela, which is a regular Stamalav, or Shvias, which is, I think, an Asay, if there's Mambir. So you do the Shvias, you eat the Shvias, or you eat the Nevela, as opposed to the Tevel. Then we had a Machlaikas, as we left off with, between a case of Tevel versus Truma. What's more chumra, Tevel or Truma? If he has a choice, he Tevel or Truma. And Machlekes, one man number, as Tanakhama says, that rather feed him Tevel over Truma. Tevel's not as chumra. And we explain the reasons, because Tevel has a heter. Eventually, it becomes mutter once you take off the ties from Truma's maizos. So the Tevel itself is not as chumra, and as opposed to Truma, which never becomes mutter to those that it's asked to do. The other man number says, no, Truma's more lenient, because right away Truma can be demai kayan. Tevel can't be demai anybody. So Truma's more lenient. So it's Machlekes between Truma and Tevel, which one should eat. And the Mar just explained, the Brisa says, if you're going to take off Trumas and Maestras from the Tevel, and there's enough of the fixed product that's going to be chulin, that can help the person, of course that's what you do. And the Mar asks, that's a question, we're going to pick up from there. Tavam Beis, what does the Hav mean? Of course if you could fix it and give him kosher head to dig a food, that's the best option. What's the chiddush of that in the Brisa? Okay, but the Gemara just elaborated, the Machlekes is, in a case where it's not going to be enough, even if they take Trumas and Maestras, you have to consume everything. Is it better to leave it all as Tevel and consume it as Tevel, or is it give the guy this chayla as Tevel, or is it better to take off Trumas and Maestras and then feed him the chulin and the Truma? He's going to have to eat it all. What's better? So that's totally an Amachlekes. What's Mochamer, Truma or Tevel? Before we get back to the Mer's question, right on the top of our maze, that by Tevel, which in the case we're able to fix it, so of course you should fix it. What's the Chiddush? Before we get back to there, just a basic question that I'm not sure if we touched it already yesterday. I think we did. The Ayom in the morning was Mechavet to it. The Rishayim already have a discussion. The Rishayim discuss that let's say a person is a Chaylin and the doctor says he needs to eat meat. And Shabbos, he needs to eat meat. And you have Nevela in front of you. Or the other option is you have kosher cow, but it's not shechted yet. So you can shech the cow and feed it to him. Is it better to shech the cow and feed it to him? Or is it better to eat the nevela and not do the melach of shechting the cow? Now, the nevela is a silav. Nevela is a silav. Shechting the cow is a melach on Shabbos, deals the Shema. Shechting is one of the lamatas melachas. So it's a chiv skila, right? It's much more chomer. But shechting the cow, let's assume if the guy only needs to eat one kazayas, pasha, eat the nevela. Don't even, no question here. If the guy needs to eat 10 ounces, every ounce in a vela is more and more iser. Now, we're talking about guys pukun nefesh, so he needs it. It's not a question, but lamaisa is, we're being mata more iser, so to speak, because he's eating more iser in order to get healed. Whereas the avera of shechita on Shabbos is a mochamedic avera. Again, it's mutter here, because it's pukun nefesh. The avera is mochamer, but it's a one-time avera. Is it better to do the one-time avera of shechting, and then the meat after result mutter? I mean, you have to know, obviously, talking about a case where you're eating the meat raw, because if you have to cook it, it's another mocha. But let's assume he's able to eat it. You know, carpaccio, slice it thin, eat it raw. So the fellow is eating it, he's only being over the malacha of shechting it, or it's mochamer, but it's once, or every kazayas nevela, discussion of shenim seem to lean towards the tzad of shechting it. Do the mochamer gisser, but we have to make an assessment. A mochamer gisser once is better than. Now, Eris Fengel brings this question, and he brings about 18 rayas to this question. One of the rayas that he brings, the famous din, that I speak out, Kshmaka din, Rambam discusses if a person has $100 in his pocket, and he's going to be giving it to tzedakah. He's going to give his $100 to tzedakah. Is it better to give one fellow a meaningful amount, give him $100 and make his day? Or is it better to give 100 people a dollar? So Rambam says, better to give 100 people a dollar. You do the mitzvah 100 separate times, better to do it that way. So says the Asfas on the Raisa, this Raisa of Engel, l'chayr, that would be a riot to the tzad, that's worse to eat the nevela. Because if it's better by a mitzvah, by an avera to keep doing more and more kazesim of nevela, more iser is going to be worse. Better just do shechita once. That's right to the side that the Rishonim are leaning to. That's right to that side. But the way it's not so pasha, because over there, it's not just a matter of more mitzvahs or more averus by nevela. It's also the more times you give, you're training yourself to be, right? It's also a training. It's a habit. You make yourself habitual to be a giver. That itself is a separate element which goes into the equation over there by tzedakah. That wouldn't go into the element. You're not going to say he's becoming an habitual nevela eater. That's clearly not a concern. So maybe, but again, the Rabbi Spengel brings 17 or 18 rayas in this conversation. But the reason why I'm bringing it up over here, obviously, is because Rav Shlomo Eger asked the kasha that Yossi asked in the morning, what's the kasha? By us. We have machlekes whether Tevel's worse or Truma's worse. But when you're eating Tevel, you're eating all Tevel. Every bite is Tevel. When you're taking Truma's and Maestras, and then the Chayla has to eat the whole amount that we have in front of us, he has to eat. So he's going to eat Chulin. He's going to eat Truma as well. But the Truma component is much smaller than the Tevel, which is everything. So shouldn't that be a riot? The fact that the Mar just keeps it as equal. Is it? The Mar just discusses, what's Mochamer, Tevel or Truma? Let's say Truma's Mochamer. You still should be eating the Truma, because Truma is 2%. Chitachas Pater Sakri. You can take a drop, minute amount of Truma, and be Pater Truma from the whole entire Kri, and the rest is Chulin. So would it make more sense to be over a much smaller amount than a large amount. And yet our Gemara doesn't begin the Svara. Rosh Lomaker asks, why on earth does the Gemara not bring that to the equation of very stark Gara? Okay, so top on base, one included by the question of Shechita versus Nevela is, if the Chayil himself is doing the Shechita, so he's the one being over the Isser, so to speak, of Nevela. Again, it's allowed because he's supposed to eat the Nevela, but he's the one eating the Nevela. He's the one Shechting. But if someone else Shechting on his behalf, so that's also a different equation. Someone else is doing a bigger mitzvah, a bigger Avera, and they bring that into discussion as well. Do we say that I should do a chait, and maybe even a larger chait, to avoid you from doing many small chataim? We find this concept also as well, also part of that conversation. Okay, but let's go, we're late on our going right here. Again, this was new, so it's not, we didn't break our rule, our 5-minute chazar rule. This was new, but we didn't see any new gemara yet. Okay, top of pigim obeys. Efshe b'chulim pshita, l'chayro mil gemara, but the gemara we left off with was, that if you're able to have enough to feed the chayla, after taking chubas and maestros, you can feed chulin, the Bryce is going to tell me that's what you should do? Of course that's what you should do. Who would think not? Says the gemara, l'tzvicha b'shabbos, talking about Shabbos, and taking chubas and maestros on Shabbos is an isser, and that's the chiddush that you still do it. In fact, the gemara, b'shabbos, not b'shita, it's vayta pashin, tilta medarbanu, it's tilta medarbanu, we pointed out yesterday, we were running through it, we'll just say, drop slow, we're not going to spend much more time in it, but the Pashto says what it means is, taking Shubas and Maises is taking mana a rabbinic concern. You're fixing something, it's like fixing a kli, you're fixing the payrus, that's a rabbinic concern, it's not the Raisa. So of course, you're over Darabanan to save this guy's life. You're over Daraisas, if I have a way to do it, only be over Darabanans, of course I would do that. Or, the other side is, the Lashon Tiltal typically sounds like, we pointed out yesterday, like Mukta. Tiltal sounds like Mukta. So someone would say that the untithed produce, because you can't eat it as is, it's muktza. So you're being ever muktza. But again, what's that? A derabanan. Says, well, what's the havamina that you wouldn't do a derabanan to save a guy's life? Of course you do. That's not a chiddush b'chal. B'shabbos tam pshita tilta medarno, the issue in question is rabbinic iser. So of course, it's nitcha from pilum nefesh. Hachamayas kinan. The Gemara says, here's what we're talking about. The atzah shena nak of derabanan. We're talking about a flower pot that does not have a hole in the bottom. A flower pot with a hole in the bottom is considered to nourish on the ground. And therefore, the chiv chubas and maestros would be midaraisa. It would be chiv chubas midaraisa. Daraisa chiv chubas and maestros. You could take chubas and maestros now off it, which is a rabbinic isser, taking it on Shabbos. You could take off chubas and maestros from it and feed him the chulin, and he's fine, and that's not a chiddush. What was our discussion? Our chiddush was like this. Let's say the flower pot was not perforated. If it's not perforated, that means it's not nourishing for the ground. If it's not nourishing for the ground, there's no chiv chubas and maestros on a daraisa level. We know there is. There's a chiv of chubas and maestros on a rabbinic level. A flower pot in Eretz Yisrael that does not nourish from the ground, but it's in Eretz Yisrael, you still have to take chubas and maestros midrabanan. Here's our shaila. Is it better to eat it as is? On the rice level, there's no chiv of chubas and maestros, not tevel. So eat it as is. Or is it better to be over the itzer of taking chubas and maestros, the rabbinic itzer, in order to make it that it's not tevel midrabanan? Basically, which drabanan is stronger? That's basically the simple question. And that was saying, Marsavar teva chamer or marsavar chuma chamer. So the machleik is there is what's considered mochamer? Is teva mochamer, meaning even teva midrabanan, and therefore better to take off chumas and maestros even from the rabbinic status, be over that is drabanan and have meet the chuma, or the other hell's chuma is mochamer, so therefore leave it as teva. That's the chiddush of that line of the Mishnah. Okay. The Mishnah says this discussion, whether by drabanan, a rabbinic obligation of chumas and maestros, whether it's considered, whether teva drabanan is better to leave it as tevel, or better to be over and take chumas and maestros on Shabbos, the Mar says actually machlekes tanoim. Lema tanoi. Let's say it's a machlekes, the following tanoim, the time of the Rabbisa, Mishnah Nachash. A fellow is bitten chalila by a snake, and he needs remedy. So first of all, currently, Rafi Makam, he can call a doctor from place to place, says me, you're place to place, mean, it means even outside of the chum. Again, it's life-threatening. You call him even from outside of the chum. Currently, as some time now we get to clear the rice. It's chum. It's Pashas Darabana. And some say there's certain shirim that can be the rice. Okay, but let's assume that's Darabana. But here we have currently Tarnagos. You tear open a Tarnagol. A rooster, you tear it open, or a hen, and you put it on him. That was a remedy they had back then. Similar, I mean, I think they do something similar for hepatitis. I don't know if they cut it open, but they put it on people's stomachs for hepatitis. Anyway, so the tearing open of the Tarnagol is clearly a Melacha Daraisa, but you do that for him. Or similarly, the Geizin Leis Kreshim, you cut for him leaks from the ground, that's Taylish, that's Kaitzer, also one of the Lamatas Melachas. Or Machinas, and you feed it to him. Again, that is a Issa Daraisa, and we're doing that because it's life-threatening. Ve'ein Tzarech, here's the key point. Ve'ein Tzarech La'aser. And when you're taking this Kreshim, this leak from the ground, you don't need to take Meis from it, meaning even though it's Tevel, you don't have to take Meis from it on Shabbos. You feed it to him as Tevel. Divrei Rabbi. Rabbi Lazar, Shimon, Eimer, no. Le'yachashi Yasser. Rather take Maisa first before you give it to him. Now, what's the Machlekes? Neimer, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, he, V'le Rebbe. We, who are saying by us, that the Chiddush is, that it's better to take meiser. It's better to take meiser and not be over on tevel derabanan. Let us say it fits like it was with Shimon, and like Rebbe, we prefer to feel like Rebbe. Rebbe said, don't bother to take meiser. Let's just remind ourselves, leek is a vegetable. Vegetables only have a chiyuv meiser mederabanan. The chiyuv deraisa a mayif meiser is on what? We say every day. We talk about this every day in Shema. Dagan tir shvitzer, right? Dagan tir shvitzer is the primary. Is the when the Torah talks about meiser, it refers to grains, wines, and oil. There's a discussion whether Paris or Elon, if Paris Elon also may have a dinner of deraisa of Shumas Meisers, but certainly Yerukas, everyone agrees with Kamal that Yerukas have a dinner of Shuma and Meiser only rabbinic. So there's another case of Tevel Madrabanan. Rebbe saying, leave it as Tevel, just feed them as Tevel, be over the Drabanan of Tevel, and not be over the Drabanan of taking Shumas and Meisers on Shabbos, and Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon saying, take it. Well, our Bryce, the way we're interpreting it, fits like Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, like Rebbe. Answers the Gemara, few times Rebbe. No, Bryce, big Rebbe. Why? I'd call the Gemara Rebbe Hassam, Eliyah Meiser, Yerek, Drabanan. It's a very Gishmak Achilik. By Meiser, Yerek, vegetables, the Meiser is always Drabanan, never becomes a Raisa. What was our case? A flower pot. A flower pot that has growth in it. You could be growing wheat in there. Wheat sometimes is deraisa. Punk, this wheat is drabanan. But other wheat's deraisa. Over there, we're more machmer. Always take, you have a choice of drabanan. Eat it betevel, drabanan, or be over and take chumas and maisas, which is an Isra and Shabbos, drabanan. In order to take away the shame tevel, rather do that. Take chumas and maisas and don't eat as tevel because you make it to confuse it and eat tevel deraisa. Says Gemara. Rabbi only said over there by the leek, then you might see Yerek Darabanan, was Yerek Darabanan, eat as is, and don't be over the Yerek Darabanan of taking Shumas Meiser on Shabbos. Avo, Meiser Dagan, the Tevel Deraisu, Meiser Dagan, Meiser on grains, which is Deraisa. Our case in the flower pot was not, but in general, Dagan is Shaykh to Deraisas. If the Rabbi Meiser, the Rabbi's going to agree that what? Isharas Lebatsa Shenakov, us the Meichel Batsa Shunakov. We're concerned if you allow him to do it in a unperforated flower pot, which is Taka Darabanan, he may come to eat from a perforated flower pot, which is a Chiyuv Shumas Meiser Deraisa, he may come to eat from it as Tevel as well, and that'll be a clearest Deraisa, therefore it's better over there to take Shumas and Meisers and not eat it as Tevel. Tanu Rabbanan. Back to the Bulma story, this is going to be take up this and really a story, a long story, it will be the rest of the Amid. Tanu Rabbanan. Mishach's Bulma is a person who was grabbed by this Achzai, who was grabbed by this Bulma. Again, it's this disease that comes from hunger. You feed him honey and other types of sweets. Because the honey and these other sweets, they light up the eyes of a person. We said that's the problem. His eyesight starts to become weak. That's a good simon to know that he has bulimus. So this restores it. There's no clear right to this, that the honey and sweets our remedy, zeich l'davar. We have a zeich from the pasuk in Shmuel. Why? Shmuel, in Perek Yudal, it says, Runa, this is Yenison, who didn't know his father declared a fast. For the people, he went and he had eaten from the honey, and he said, it makes me strong. I'll buy all the other people who fast, they ate from the honey, they'd be strong to fight the enemy. But the point is, he was saying, I didn't know that it was a fast, but here's the words that we need. Runa ki ayru enai, my eyes are lit up, ki ta'amti, because I tasted mat, devash hazeh, I tasted a bit of this honey. The point is, the honey lit up his eyes. So that's a nice, really, a nice Ryla Dover. So, I'm sorry? Chas v'sham. The Mishnah didn't say you need to eat tamei. The Mishnah was saying if the only food available is tamei food, he needs to eat food. He needs sustenance. It comes from hunger. If the only food that's available for him to eat is non-kosher food, he's allowed to eat that. That was the second case. The second case, when he's bitten by the dog, there was an assumption that don't eat there. Bulma says any food can make him better. Exactly. If it's only non-kosher food available, he's allowed to eat that because it's a piyuch nefesh. Over here we're saying now, we're stressing, but you know what's best? What's best is honey and sweets, like you see in the story of Yenison in Sefer Shmuel over there. Right? So the question is right, Shalom Elch, his father, had declared a fast and he didn't know about it, fine. But the question is, why is that only a Zechel Dover? It's not a Raya, but Zechel, it's a Raya. Says the Mura, why are you not going to Raya? It's not a Gishmak Raya. Mura says simple. Hasim lav bulmas achzei. Yenison wasn't in the stage of bulmas. We see that Taka the honey made his eyes better. He's saying, Yusuf Shishbach, but who says that works when a person's already grabbed by bulmas? So it's not a clear raya, it's a zecher. Amar Abaye Abaye just says further on this topic, another, he goes for a different pasuk in Shmuel, about 15 brachim later, Perek Lamed, L'shanu Allah Achila. This that we say the honey and the sweets are good is after you eat some regular food. Avokayd Machila, it's like your mother always told you, Kayd Machila Migrigar. If you have the sweets before the Achila, so actually the lush of air is migagar, and it actually makes you even hungrier. The guy's suffering from bulmas, and then eats a little bit of sweets. It's not going to fix him, it makes it worse. He's got to eat some real food first, and then, as a dessert to top it up, that's when the sweets help out. And what's the proof? Tichsiv says in the pasuk, and again, Shmuel Aleph, Perek Lamed, Vim Tzvish Mitzri Basadi, he found Shmitzri in the Sadev Yichoy, say, El David, he found this Mitzri, this Egyptian, in the field, he brought him to David, Vinul Lechem, he gave him food, bread, I should say, Vechav Vyashku, he ate it, Vyashku, Mayim, and he gave him water to drink, Vinul Pelech Tabel, and after he gave him water and bread. Then he gave him pelach tevelo sheitz mukim, the sweets, the pressed figs, the yechol. He ate them, batashav ruchay, and his ruach was returned to him. Elav ki lo yachal lechem. He hadn't eaten bread v'lashasamayim shalshayam shalshalayos. He hadn't eaten 3 days, 3 nights. So his ruach was returned to him. We see very clearly the setup is first staples, water and bread, then the sweets. Okay. Amar Nachman Amar Shmuel Mishav the bomas machinai say al yed bedvash. He gives another remedy. One who is grabbed, seized by bomas, he should we feed him the fatty tail. Together with of the sheep, together with honey, it has a nice fat content and has also the sweet honey. Rav Huna bar Yehuda, Rav Shua Amar, af even if you don't have that, I guess af selus nekiy bedvash, white flour with white wheat flour, I should say selus. Well, both are right. Selus nekiy means fine flour, and we're talking about from wheat. We'll see for the next line. Selus nekiy bedvash with honey is a remedy. Rav Papa Amar, afilu kimchi desari, even barley flour, which is typically considered inferior, even barley flour, also bedivshu with honey, is a remedy for one who is grabbed by bomas. Amar Bechiran, pamachas achazani bomas. One time, I was seized with bomas, frasi the mizuchal shatena, and I ran to the eastern side of the fig tree, and I ate from the fruits of the fig tree. The kiamdi baspin as mekai myself, hachochma techaya balaha. The wisdom preserves the life of its owner, of the one who has the wisdom. Meaning, I possess the wisdom to know to go to the east side of the date tree and that of the fig tree, I should say, and that's what saved me. How do you know what's special about the east side? The Tanya Basif, Horatz Lotam Tam Taina, one who wants to taste the best taste of the figs. Yifna the Mizracha, he should turn to the eastern side of the tree. Shemer, we megit for shamish. It says possible megit for shamish. First, we explain that the sun in the first half of the day it faces the eastern side of the tree, and therefore it imparts into it strong flavor. It makes the tree very healthy. The question is this: I don't know the mechanics, but presumably, so the second half of the day after chatzis, it's going to shine. The sun's less strong. It's going to shine. It's less strong to the east, but it's the same strong to the west. So the western side of the tree, apparently the sun shining of the morning is what has that kaychas. It puts those kaychas into the figs. Okay. Now we're going to have stories from here. It's basically two stories till the end of the daf with these following tanayim. Rabbi Yehuda Verbesi, Avgaz Barucha. They were walking on the road. Achzei Bulmas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was out of food, and he got seized with his hunger, with his bulmas. He basically stole the bread from a shepherd that was there. He ate his lunch. Now, of course, he could do that. I say, of course. It's actually a whole sugya of Mekama. This is a whole sugya of Mekama of Samach. We know a person has to give up his life at the big three. But that's all between him and Ben HaMakam. Between him and Kosh Baruch, being over Surim, he can be over any issue besides the big three for saving his life. But taking Yenim's money is a famous, it's Gemara really touches on Bava Kamdav Samach, but it ends up being over there Machlokes Rashi Tosfos. Tosfos holds Avada. If you're going to pay the guy back, you can take his money, save your life. The Isser, like Sigzul, you can have any Isser. Elamai, because it's his money, you'll pay him back. That you can do. Rashi seems to hold you're not allowed to be Nita. The Gemara says, you're not really Nita Latzili, but Mamashachaveri, you're not allowed to save yourself with your friend's money. And Rashi takes it literally that you can't save yourself. Again, according to Rashi, this is more, maybe it's good for the Machlokes, but Rabbi, I don't want to, it's not Kishmach to make Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yasi, Rashi and Tosfos, but Rabbi Yehuda seized the bread from this shepherd, and Rabbi Yasi said to him, what did you do? You stole someone's food. Kibach Nesaraya. Okay, that's the end of that part of the story. Kibach Lamasa, when they came to the city, guess what happened? Achse Bumas Rabbi Yasi then suffered. I guess he didn't steal the food from the Raya. He was still hungry, and he got seized by this bulmas. And what happened? Adru Bal Givitzai, all the people of the city came with jars of honey. They knew the remedy. And these plates of, of cooked foods. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi says to him, Ani kapachtis Raya. I stole one guy's lunch. Okay. Va'ata kapachtis Erkula. You had the whole city come and bring you food. You, so to speak, seized the food for the whole city. Now, obviously, you need the food for the whole city. But you're just telling him back that, you're complaining to me. Look, okay, they 100%. That's obvious. Look, this is willing. That was willingly. Okay. I'm not sure if there was a message. I'm not sure what the deeper message of there is. Along these lines, we have a story. I shouldn't say along these lines, but it's with the same Tanayim included with the new Tanayim now. There was another story. So it comes up over here. Vesu. Rameh, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yasi. The three Tanayim, Rameh, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yasi, Havakaz, Baruch, they were going on the road. Rameh, Havidayik, Bishmei. Rameh would be Medayik in people's names. Rameh would be Medayik in the name, and based on the person's name, you would this determine the what type of person he was. So Kimatlahu Duchta, they reached a certain place, which means they needed an inn to sleep in. Yavalu, they were given a place to sleep, and they asked the host, Amalu Mashmech, what's your name? Amalu Kidr. The fellow said, my name is Kidr. Ha ha, so Amar Meir, Amar, Shmamina, Adam Rashi. Or Meir says, must be he's a Rasha. Why? Shinemar Kidr Tapuchas Ema, because the Pasuk in Devarim says, Kidr, Kidr, because it's the generation of Tapuchas backwards, they behave the wrong way. The actual end of the pasuk is important. I have no faith in these children keep that in mind. I have no faith in these children. But Rameir says, Kidar, that's his name. I can't trust this guy. Okay. Says the Rabbi Yehuda Rabbeisi Ashlim Kusayo. They deposited their purses with this fellow who was Erev Shabbos, Rashi explains, and therefore they wanted to put their purse away for Shabbos, so they left it with this innkeeper, the head of the inn. Rabbi Meir Ashlim Lekisa, Rabbi, they don't want to put his purse there. What do you do with it? This innkeeper, his father's grave was nearby, so he hid it by the grave of the host's father, assuming that it'll be safe there for Shabbos. Ashlim Bechalmei, so the host saw in a dream his father. And his father told the host, Tashakab Kisa Damanach Aresha Dugavra, why don't you go take the purse that's on top of that guy, talking about himself, take the purse off his head. So the host had a dream that his father told him about this purse on his head, and when he woke up in the morning, he bumped into the big rabbis, and he said, let me tell them this dream I had. It's a weird dream. Lamacha Armalu Hachi Eschi B'Leim Chama. So the next day he told them, this is what I saw in my dream. Armalei Chama de Beishimsha. They switched the gears actually from Amrile to Amrile. Reb Meir was the one that knew what he did. He put the purse there by this guy's grave. So Reb Meir said to the host, it's Amrile. Reb Meir said to him, dream you have Friday night is Shtusim. Chelma de Beis Shimshi, less Mumshash. The first one explained because you're at the end of the week, you're not relaxed, your week's over, you had a lot of food Friday night, you're in a leisure type of situation. You know, your mind wanders and thinks of silly things. Don't give credence to the dream. But what did he do, Reb Meir? He's nervous the guy may actually follow up. So what happened? After he told him this, Rameir went and sat the whole day Shabbos by his purse to make sure the guy didn't come steal it. And Matzah Shabbos, he brought back his purse. So Rameir had his purse. Lemachar, the next day when they're ready to leave, Amul Havlam Kisan, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Huda, who had deposited the purse by the host, said, give back our purse. What did he say? Surprise, surprise. Amul Lahu Lahadam. Lehoed Vamayilam. Never happened. What are you talking about? You didn't give me a purse. You lied. Amul Rameir. Amar Rameir, so they said to, no, Amar Lahu, Rameir said to them, Amayla Dekaisu Bishma, why would you be dying in his name? Like I was, Kidar. I said he's not a good guy. Amar Lahu, they said, Amar Da'amri, Amar Lay, they said to him, Amayla Amar Lamar. Okay, good. So why did you warn us? If you were so sure and you took your purse away, why don't you tell us, guys, Rabbanim, don't do it. Don't leave with him. Why didn't you stop us? So Amrulu, Rameir says, big yisayit. This is very, again, for Hilchas Lashon Hara. Amrulu, Eimer da'ami ana chashasha, echzuki mi amri. I just said, you look at the name, and it gives you an indication of the person. You got to be worried. Mechash, you have to be chashish for it. To establish it as a fact? I never said that, to establish it. I can't tell you he's a Rasha just because he has a name. I was concerned about it, and happens to be I was right. Kabdeya b'chashayo, you have to be careful, but you can't establish it as a fact. And I think we added a nice cage earlier today when it came up during this year. That, so what? So why can we tell them, be chayshish? The same way he was chayshish, and he said, I can't establish as a fact, why can't you tell me chayshish? You see that telling someone else you're chayshish is a much higher madriga than being chayshish yourself. Right? Being chayshish yourself is one madriga. I'm concerned. I'm not saying he's for sure a ganav. I'm concerned maybe he's a ganav. To go to someone else, the same words, that I'm concerned he's a ganav, or you should be concerned he's a ganav. Even though you're not cementing him as a ganav, once you say those words, by yanim, it grows one more madriga. It's more. And therefore, a mayor couldn't tell them to be chayshish either. That's otherwise, they're back to Taina. You go in a circle. Okay, says Gemara. Achzuk mi'amri, mashchu v'alei l'chunus. They had a gvaldik eitza. They schlepped this host to a store, gave him a little wine to drink. That's the question of whether the wine really played a role over here. Chazu tepachei asfami. And while they're sitting with him, they notice lentils on his mouth, on his mustache, asfami on his lips. So now they chap. Now they have an etza. Also, while he was still there or was away, they went. They went back to the wife and gave a simon. What did they tell him? That your husband told us you should give us back the purses, and he said, in case you're going to be skeptical, he said we should give you the simon that we know that what you had for lunch today was lentils. So by that simon, they got it back. The shaklu kasava isu. She bought the simon and she brought back the purses to those to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbeisi. Azal iu kadal itse. This guy came home and found the purses gone. He killed his wife. Azal ahinu tanya. We went to Rabbeisa. Mayim rishayim. The mayim rishayim waters hechilu bas chazer caused someone to eat bas chazer. Lack of using mayim rishayim caused someone to eat bas chazer. We'll get that back in a second. And mayim achreinim argo sefer. That's this case over here. The fact that this host didn't use mayim achreinim. When you use Mayim you clean your mouth as well. He didn't use Mayim clean his mouth. Therefore, they saw the lentils, and that led to his wife being killed. How did Mayim Rishonim lead to someone eating Chazer? There was an innkeeper discussion if he was a Yid or Pashas, if he was a Yid, and he would feed Yiddish patrons, his Yiddish guests, kosher food, and his Gaish guests, he'd feed him the cheaper Chazer. He'd feed him Chazer. A guy sat down to eat a meal and didn't wash. He didn't wash before his bread. He said, it must be your guy. So he didn't say it out loud, he just fed him Chazer. So because the guy didn't wash Mayim Rishonim, he ended up being Chazer. Now what's this whole Jewish innkeeper doing feeding Chazer at all. You're not allowed to do business with Chazer. Forget about the Isser, you know, I mean, the potential of the Iver. You're not allowed to do business with Chazer. How's he able to do Chazer? So the Farshim explain two basic Malchim. One is, I mean, there's a Malchim born in the Nesek Hamlin, in the Beis Esef, and the Malchim born in the, I think, the Shami, or the Sefta, the Beis Esef brings. The guy was he wasn't the most upstanding Jew. He was doing business with Chazer, and he was feeding it to Goyim, at least, not to Yidden. But this guy, he mistook for Goyim because the guy didn't wash his hands. In the other Malach they give us, it was talking about Shas Hashmad. And he wasn't able to feed only kosher food because they would catch him as keeping Torah mitzvahs. So he purposely had Chazer on his menu in order to be able to camouflage. He could serve lamb and he could serve Chazer. And he'd give the lamb to the kosher, the Yidden, and he gave the chaz to the goyim. So it was shas hashmad. Therefore, he was doing it on purpose to protect. But he thought this guy was a guy, and therefore he fed him the chazer. Okay, the psayf, end of the story, and we'll finish over here. The psayf have a daiki shmei. After the story, Rudan Reisi started to become meduyik in names of people like hosts. Kimatla who based at the shmei bala. When they reached the house where the host name was bala, they don't want to go inside. Why? Amrish. I mean, our Russia, it must be the Russia. The chsev, like it says, va'imr la bala. Niyufim. It says about the one who was bala, worn out. It was through niyuf, through znus, through adultery. Like the pasuk says, achrei balaisi. It's the question. If you go to that part of the pasuk, haisli edna kolemer zakeina benufim. It's aged znus. Point to this person's house. It doesn't pretend to good things, and therefore they didn't stay there. Have a wonderful Shabbos.